Let's open the scripture. Book of John, chapter 3. Verse 1 to 15. Now there was a man of the Pharisee named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Jesus answered him, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. The which is born of the flesh is flesh, and the which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel what I say to you. You must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus said to him, How can these things be? Jesus answered him, Are you the teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Truly, truly, I say to you, we speak of what we know and bear witness to what we have seen, but you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended to heaven except he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. Let's pray. Father in heaven, in this evening we ask for your presence of the Holy Spirit into our hearts. This moment of your given word can be our treasure in our lives. And we would obey your words and live with your word in this time. Lord, we need more the power of your Spirit to dwell in us for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. As we know, our church has been so much blessed by Reformed preaching for a long time. But I guess in 21st century in America, especially in Western Mass, we do not hear these messages in that many churches. Because the biblical preaching had replaced by the modern preaching of morality of how to cease. You've come a better you, written by Joel Osteen. He talked about the 7 keys to improving your life every day. I looked through it. It consists of these topics. Keep pressing forward. Be positive toward yourself. Develop better relationships. Form better habits. Embrace the place where you are. Develop your inner life. Stay passionate about life. As you see that this book has no mention of Christ, salvation, and eternal life, or heaven or hell, only about how to live a better life. These books sell well more than any theological books. Mark Jones, who wrote the Puritan Theology, said once, he said, biblically and theologically, the commented books, like, well-written Puritan books, any other Reformed books, they not sell well. Our Christian boundary is getting narrower and narrower. People are forgetting the Bible and the teaching of Christ. So, when I look at this message, try to prepare the You Must Be Born Again, this is a very popular message. But when I start this preparation, I think about that, how evil these days are. If you look at the 2 Timothy chapter 3, 1 to 5, but understand this, that in the last days, there will come times of difficulty. For people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good, treacherous, reckless, swallowing with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having the appearance of godliness but denying its power. Why so these things happen? Because there are not many godly preachers who preach the truth. I read one time about the book of Madeleine Murray O'Hare. As you know, she's one of those atheist activists. She protests that the Bible reading in public school is unconstitutional. So now, as you know, that after decision of the Supreme Court, the prayer and Bible reading in public school became unconstitutional. And now, already, as you know, the same-sex marriage became legalized. And so on. What is the next step? So, when I looked at biblical passages, as you know, everybody want to hear that, John 3:16. God so loved the world. As we heard it so many times, we mistake to see that before John 3:16, we have John 3:1 to 15. So, as we go back to the passage, we are reading the John chapter 3, has become popular just because one verse, John 3:16. So Sunday school for children has become more familiar with this verse. And then they grow up, and they fed up with some verse over and over again. So when you see that our evangelical church with the sign or banner of every time is the John 3:16. I don't say about the bad thing about the John 3:16, but the thing is there's an unfair balance of we're not talking about the John 3, verse 1 to 15. So what John 3:16 says, the word love first and have the word believe. The two words were more popular than any other words in modern Christianity, especially in evangelical church. So because we don't talk about the regeneration, born again, enough, the Christianity has been diminished love and faith without regeneration. But Jesus talked about first born again message to Nicodemus before he said love and faith. So if we miss the first statement of born again, the second statement of the love and faith, it can be wrong directional. So just like the predestination and divine election comes first and then the repentance and the faith later. The regeneration is the great doctrine to the Puritan. Stephen Chanucks talked about that regeneration is his works in book 3. He's talking about the why is the regeneration is important. Because regeneration is absolutely necessary condition. If anyone not born again, they cannot be saved. So let's go back to the verse 1 to 2. Now there was a man of the Pharisee named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these things, these signs that you do, unless God is with him. Who was Nicodemus? He was a leader of Jewish Pharisee. As you know, Pharisee was those who esteemed most skillful in the exact explanations of their laws. So Joseph's the historian Josephus has written in his book Jewish World, the Pharisees were friendly to one another for the exercise of concord, agreement, harmony, and regard for the public. So, but Josephus think about the Pharisee was very respected people in the town. But Jesus said that Pharisees are not. Matthew chapter 5:20. Jesus said, "Unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven." Matthew 9:11. The Pharisees said to Jesus' disciples, "Why is your teacher eating with the sinners?" Matthew 9:14. "Why do the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" Matthew chapter 12:2. The Pharisees said to Jesus, "Look, your disciples do what is not lawful to do on a Sabbath." Matthew chapter 12:10. "And a man was there whose hand was withered, and they questioned Jesus, asking, 'Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath?' So that they might accuse him." So Pharisees, all these verses, occasions, think they are better than others. So they think they are righteous before God. So Jesus is point out that Pharisees is not opposite way to say that, but their real life is that very different. So we call it hypocrite. So when he came to the Jesus at night, because the other people, he think, see if they see them and say him, they might think that Jesus is a better teacher than Nicodemus himself. So when you see that the verse 3, Jesus answered his question like this. So Jesus answered him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." So when I read this message, when I read this verse, I want to explain that last Thursday, the Jehovah Witness Cornelius, they visited me again about four times. I think I preached the last time about him. He came last Thursday again to see me, and then he brought another man, asking questions. So he came to this time for that. He wanted to talk about the 1914, the year. They said that Jesus already came back, and that the kingdom is here. But the thing is, this time, instead he is asking a question, I ask them a question, because I'm preparing the John 3, about the born again. I ask him same question about what is the born again means. So I try to practice, exercise my preaching. So I ask him, Jesus said, "No one can enter kingdom of God unless you are born again." So I asked him, what is born again means? He was very anxious, and he was very silent for a long time. He said that, no, I don't want to talk about this subject. Maybe next time. So I stopped him. Wait. If Jesus said, You want to talk about the kingdom every time to me. But if I ask you, Jesus said, if you're not born again, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. So I'm asking him that, Jesus answered that, Anyone who is born again by water and spirit can enter the kingdom of God. So this is spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit. I know that they don't believe that the Holy Spirit as a real personality, personal, they believe that as a force. I believe already. So if you knock the door every single house, wherever you go, you ask them to believe. But I don't think you believe that you ask them the truth about the Jesus Christ. But whenever you go, how do you think about the Holy Spirit working when you ask them to believe anything? Because you don't believe the Holy Spirit as the person, there's no works, no means the Holy Spirit. So I said that, so your works is, your result is going to become nothing because you don't believe that the ministry of the Holy Spirit, whatever you do, your fruit is not going to come true. Your fruit is not going to be there. So I explained to them, is born again, regeneration is absolute condition to enter the kingdom of God. So I talked to them. So after a while, they talked each other outside and they said, usually they ask me, I'm gonna visit again, right? This time they said no. And they said, just say bye. And maybe then they're not gonna come again. But this is a very serious thing because they visit everywhere to, they wanna talk about their kingdom. But they don't tell him the truth. They don't even tell him about regeneration. So I want to share another example of the wrong gospel. When I was campus in the college in the South Korea, they have the CCC, we call CCC, the Campus Crusade for Christ. They are big evangelical parachurch group, and they bring their old, small pamphlet of the evolution of our, they call four spiritual laws, and they have asked every individual to share the gospel. But as you know that if you look through it, they're very different way from our approach from the gospel evangelism. So why they are so different? Because they asking questions, and if there's someone say yes, and then you are saved, like kind of a saving a work of the Holy Spirit, so easy, and we call it easy believism. So. Grace Community Church Pastor John MacArthur said that also comment about that Billy Graham's book about how to be born again. Is born again is the works of Holy Spirit, but how can we make or how to approach? That is not nonsense. That's nonsense. So these teachings about the evangelical the group is very popular, but there's a missing of the truth of regeneration. So, for example, the four spiritual laws, they're starting that the God loves you and created you to know Him personally, and second that man is sinful and separate from God, so we cannot know Him personally or experience His love. Third, Jesus Christ is God's only provision for man's sin. Through Him alone, we can know God personally and experience God's love. Fourth, we must individually receive Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, that we can know God personally and experience His love. It's like if we follow these rules, you can become a believer. So, but there's something missing. There's no need to be born again.
for Billy Bright's gospel, they are so much close to Arminianism. As we know the church history. So if we decide to believe it, we're going to be saved. So the power of the ministry of the Holy Spirit is missing. So there are so much depends on human decision. So if salvation depends on human choice, there's a free will. So, because our will is depraved by sin, our choice is not for the glory of God. Now our choice for our happiness, our selfishness. So this is the gospel of Arminianism is false. So is born again by water and spirit is denied by their teaching. So as we go through that historically, the modern evangelism and then Arminianism in the before, they were forced teaching about they missing the regeneration. So also that the Roman Catholic Church said that this water and spirit, they translate, interpret the water as a baptism. So they call the baptismal regeneration. So when they were young, when they received the baptism as like a young age, they give new name and they believe that they are regenerated. But it's not right. So Westminster Confession is clearly said that the baptism is not regeneration. So we are very historically should be clear that regeneration is the only definitely power of God, power of the Holy Spirit, the ministry of the Holy Spirit. So when I was in the South Korea was when Billy Graham pastor came to visit the South Korea, my mother was trying to go there like the Yeouido, like a plaza. About 100,000 people went there. So many people was, I believe that they received the gospel. But the thing is that, as we know that Billy Graham is a great preacher, great pastor, but he won the evangelism is to reach so many people together. So many people want to stay like a crowd, like they follow the friend, follow whoever they are next to him, just say yes. So my mother just brought that little like a sign. They said, "I found it. I found." But it was very, very great because it's something new, something I never see that. Like, you know, but thing is that how just one time you go to that, the, you know, place, meeting place, and then you just say so easily. So I couldn't, I was very wondered how things happen. So my question is how regeneration is just a one-time event or like, you know, you got to preparing the prayer, preparing long time to study Bible. There are some different opinions, but I believe that the regeneration is the ministry of the Holy Spirit is very, very, very processing. Long time, you got to prepare, pray, and then study the Bible, and we need the process. So why is so important regeneration? I talk about that, and then why regeneration is only the power of the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Because we are the sinner. If the Old Testament talk about the total depravity, we are the sinner, is going through down to the New Testament, the John chapter 3 should be understandable by the total depravity. The Genesis chapter 6, 5. The Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intention of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And Book of Romans, verse 21. For although they knew God, they did not honor Him as God or give thanks to Him, but they became futile in their thinking, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Claiming to be wise, they became fools, and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images resembling mortal man, and birds, and animals, and creeping things. Therefore God gave them up in the lust of their hearts to impurity, the dishonoring of their bodies among themselves, because they exchanged the truth about God for a lie, and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason, God gave them up to dishonorable passions, for their women exchanged natural relations for those that are contrary to nature, and the men likewise gave up natural relations with women, were consumed with passion for one another, men committing shameless acts with men and receiving on themselves the due penalty for their error. So, this passage is talking about the sinfulness of man. So how can we, our works can be helpful to the regeneration of the Holy Spirit? Because we are the sinner, we cannot be a partner with God. So like we talk about the monergism or synergism. So only the works of God is can work in the regeneration. So the Jesus talking about that you must be born again, he talking about you cannot be regenerated. You cannot without the power of the Holy Spirit. So you need Holy Spirit, the power of the ministry of the power of Holy Spirit. So what is so important to our Christian life? Thomas Watson, in his commentary of the Ten Commandments, his profound teaching about the Ten Commandments, he talking about the Sixth Commandment, do not murder. But he said that we ourselves put the danger of recklessly. So we do not concern in the danger of our soul. That means we, our Christians, whoever unregenerate or regenerate, they do not think about their soul enough. That's why they not think deeply about regeneration. So you must be born again is once event in our lives, but that is very important event or thing in Christian life. So I found that there's so many people don't minimize the importance of the born again. So they try to the understanding of the born again or the is that the ministry of the Holy Spirit is a wrong direction. So Holy Spirit does that. All those I'm going to read that from the Westminster Confession about that. They said that all those whom God had predestined unto life, and those only He is pleased in His appointed and estimated time effectually to call by His word and Spirit out of the state of sin and death, in which they are by nature to grace and salvation by Jesus Christ, enlightening their mind spiritually and saving it to understand the things of God, taking away their heart of stone and giving unto them a heart of flesh, renewing their wills, and by His almighty power determining them to that which is good, and effectually drawing them to Jesus Christ, yet so as they come most freely, being made willingly by His grace. Westminster Confession, they don't talk about the regeneration, the word, but they talk about effectual calling. But from that, they put in the order as regeneration, after regeneration, they put the, as the adoption, justification, sanctification. So, how we can apply to our lives from for the regeneration? Salvation comes from the faith of Christ alone. Is that even though we did wonderful things, like we are like self-righteous, right? Whatever we done for our lives, it doesn't count for the salvation. So salvation comes through the faith in Christ alone. So that we give thanks to God for this regeneration of the Holy Spirit, that is not come from us, but from God, and it is irreversible. That means it cannot be changed. If we be born again, we cannot born again. We don't have to. So, we all amazed by how God is so miraculous to show us that His love toward our sanctification through His works. And we must examine ourselves if we might believe we are regenerated based on our righteousness. Or we are like a Pharaoh or Israelites or a stiff-necked and uncircumcised in our hearts and ears. So, 2 Corinthians chapter 13, 5 says, examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves, or do you not realize this about yourselves, that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you fail to meet the test. I hope you will find out that we may appear to have met the test, but that you may do what is right, though we may seem to have failed. For we cannot do anything against the truth, but only for the truth. The church must have full of regenerated Christians, I believe. We must pray for this matter in every worship service. And we must pray for the biblical preaching in the church to preach the evangelized unregenerated people, the Christian, or come to church first time. We must pray each other for the work of the Holy Spirit on regeneration in our family and the church. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you so much that we have the your word. We meditate the regeneration today. Please bless your Holy Spirit walk through us. If we do not born again, please can be born again by the works of Holy Spirit. And please bless the church and our family and our individuals to believe Christ, and we have a faith in Christ all our lives. Therefore, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.